What's up, y'all? My name is Alan Sheriff, aka Alwin, the Sheriff of all things innovative, and this is the ATS Podcast. Here on the ATS Podcast, we talk about all things science, technology, and psychology related, and it's my hope that I'm making the world a better place, one new episode at a time. Quick updates, make sure you go to alanthesheriff.com and check out some of my Apex merch, and also don't forget to check out some of those donation links. Remember that 50% of every single thing that I make goes to science, technology, and climate change initiatives, so remember, help you help me make the world a better place. Let's dive into it. The first subject is science. Now, I read an article from Israel Hayam, and it talks about a company called Corneet that helped a 78-year-old man regain his eyesight with an artificial cornea implant. Now, the article points out a few things. It talks about how this implant is designed to replace deformed, scarred, and opacified corneas and integrates into the eye wall of the user without donor tissue. The surgical procedure exceeded expectations, and the man was able to see his family and was even able to read text after his bandages were removed. Now, the project is expected to impact millions of people's lives, and they're really impressed with their work. Just off of reading this, it reminded me of the artificial blood vessels that I did a podcast on a while back. And I'm just so impressed with like how far we've come in being able to integrate artificial elements that we've personally created ourselves with like our own biology. Like, it's so surprising how far we've come and like how well our biology has been able to accept these things as opposed to reject them entirely. And it's really interesting. I actually really liked this article. I ended up even making a TikTok about it. Like, you guys should check it out. Like, I think I'm going to try and leave a link in the description of this podcast if you're watching this on YouTube. But yeah, it's hilarious. Like, in the TikTok, I just create this entrepreneurial guy who just creates an invention similar to this, and he's just a fool. He gets completely rejected by one of his best friends. But no, I actually really like this. I like how far we've come in being able to discover how we can integrate these things as a part of our own bodies. And I was just watching this and I was thinking to myself, and like, I was watching the animation demonstration video as well. And I can honestly say, I don't know how people do it, man. These med students, they obviously got to go to school for years in understanding this stuff. Like, it was so incredible. Just like the way like the video just delved into so much detail. Like, I was just like, I could never do this stuff. Like, these med students really got their work cut out for them. Like, it was describing it in a way in which most people should be able to understand it, but I just had no idea. It was like hieroglyphs. Like, I felt like I was wandering around in a cave with my torch in my hand, just looking at the walls, just like, oh, what the heck? What am I reading? What's going on here? But nah, like, it's just like, it was really incredible for me. But no. So anyway, yeah. I really thought this was a really interesting read, and I hope that we continue to come up with inventions that are just as sophisticated as these. I wonder how this whole procedure goes. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure they put the patient to sleep, but if their eyes are open, like, are they really asleep? Or are they just going through it and screaming inside, like, while the procedure is going on? Like, it must be insane. Like, obviously they're asleep, moment fool. I'm just going to leave it at that. Obviously they're asleep. But I was just thinking to myself, like, what if you're not really asleep and you're going through it? Ah! All right, let's get on to the next article. Now, I read an article from Tech Radar, and it talks about how your smartwatch could detect COVID-19 before you do. Now, it talks about how in the study called Warrior Watch, the Apple Watch was able to detect small changes to a user's heartbeat, which may indicate that they've contracted COVID-19 up to 7 days before they develop visible symptoms. Now, studies such as these have revealed that tech like this could play a big part in the future management of the pandemic by allowing people to easily identify early signs of invisible symptoms, and that other custom COVID-19 wearables are currently under development. If I had known that Apple Watches and other Apple products were going to be saving people's lives, I would have got this thing a long time ago. Like, people who know me, like the people who are watching this podcast while I went to school with, like, those people know, like, I was like a diehard Android guy. Like, all I would walk around with was Androids. And that was, and I'm not going to lie, a huge part of that was because I didn't have the money to buy Apple products. They're pretty expensive, and Android was all over the place. So I was just like, yeah, this is, This is the best I can do. Anton Chigurh voice from No Country for Old Men. But nah, like, I really like, yeah, like, if I had really known, like, I would have copped Apple products a long time ago. Like, Steve Jobs is literally looking down on all of us like, you welcome. Like, this, I told you I was on the verge of greatness. We're creating incredible products and nobody understands what we're doing out here. It's incredible, though. Like, the fact that smartwatches were even able to do this, like, way before the fact. I mean, dang, man. Like, I'm just waiting for, I mean, I'm not really on the Android team as much anymore, but I'm just waiting for, you know, something incredible to come out of the Android world. Like, I wonder what all I wonder what all those developers are sitting around thinking about right now. Like, why don't we tell the public that Android phones have the ability to detect when your feet are ugly, or if they just smell bad. Like, what are they gonna do? Take pictures of their feet and put them online for people to see? Don't people already do that? My wife does that. Shut up, Frank. I don't know. I feel like Android is really trying to put together a huge marketing plan right now. But don't worry, Android. I'm sure you guys will come up with something at some point. But nah, I think this is awesome. I'm going to get myself a smartwatch at some point. You never know if it could save your life. It's really interesting. Yeah, we'll just have to see what comes of this in the future. All right, and the last article is psychology. I read an article from BBC News that talks about a wristband that tells your boss if you are unhappy. Now, this wristband is called the Mood Beam. The Mood Beam. And it allows your employer to track your emotional state. Now, the wristband has two buttons, yellow for happy and blue for sad. Now, if you press either one of those, your well-being can be monitored by employer from a distance. Now, the wristband is completely opt-in, with employees providing this information from home. And managers can then view an online dashboard to see how workers are feeling and coping. This was created to help businesses stay connected to their staff workers. The founder, Christina McHugh originally focused on the anonymity of the data, but after trials, it demonstrated that people were actually interested in wanting to be identified when pushing these buttons and having the managers look at the results from behind the screen. And this allowed the firm, Moodbeam, to move forward with identifiable information. Just off the top of my head, I really thought to myself, like, I wonder why they only decided to go with two buttons. I mean, I guess it's to make it really simplistic, but I was thinking to myself, like, I feel like there can be a huge, like, I feel like there can be a wide variety of emotions that people are feeling. And to just ask if a person is feeling happy or sad, you know, like, I don't know if that, I mean, I don't know, maybe there's some additional research behind it, but I was just thinking to myself, like, hey man, what if I'm feeling weird? Like, I'm not happy or sad. What if I'm just feeling weird? I'm weird. Like, what do I do about this? But no, like, happy or sad, I mean, heck, I mean, it's rather simple. Shoot, am I feeling happy right now? Yes. If I'm feeling sad, it's probably because, you know, I couldn't get, you know, my favorite pack of Doritos, you know, which is the chili kind. I love them joints. It's delicious. But yeah, I know when I'm feeling bad on a certain day. It's when I haven't gotten something that I really want. Like, so yeah, I guess I'm feeling pretty, I can know how to distinguish whether or not I'm happy or sad, you know. But I mean, yeah, I don't know. If they look more into that, that'd be actually awesome. If they already did, it is what it is. The research is out there. I'll go look it out. I'll go seek it out. But basically, yeah, I was thinking to myself, man, like, what if the government enforced something like this, man? Like, what if, you know, they had two polarizing sides? They had the people who were happy and people were sad, and they forced every single person to wear one of these wristbands, and they said you have to be happy every single day, but you have a rebellious underground covert operation of of individuals who say that they demand the right to be sad whenever they want and to push the sad button. It's just like, we want you to be happy. No, I'm sad. I'll always be sad. Sad rebellion? Attack! They just be going through it, bro. And then you just have that one, like, you know, individual on the happy side who's like, who feels for the cause of the sads. And so he goes underground and tries to help them destroy the happy government. Like, I'm sounding so dumb right now. Anyway, man, I already ran out of time on this article. Thanks to you so much for listening in, guys. My last minute thought or lesson or whatever it is. Yeah, going back to the idea of Apple smartwatches. Yeah, maybe it's time for you guys to get one and stop buying all those Rolexes, you know, and other designer watches. I mean, you can impress people all you want, but at the end of the day, it's not going to save your life. Meditate on that. Thank you so much for watching, guys. I really appreciate it. If you really love my podcast, and if you're watching this on YouTube, make sure you like, you subscribe, you comment, and make sure you hit that bell for notifications. If you're watching this on any of my podcast hosting sites, make sure that you either hit that subscribe or follow button. I really appreciate you guys for tuning in, and make sure you check me out on the next episode of the ATS Podcast.